welcome to the Winfrey and Terry show. We're on here live on BBS Radio and coming to you live at 5:52 p.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast of the U.S. And I'd like to welcome all our callers and listeners on BBS Radio.
Boy, John, you're doing so well. Now, is the Saturday call the Reading Club call, or is the Saturday call
There's two Saturday calls. One is the Saturday Reading Call with Dimitri, and then there's a Saturday at 10 a.m. call with Wynn and Terry, and basically it's a volunteer call. And
is that the team ship call?
No, that's the volunteer call, basically, with Wynn and Terry, and there's a lot of requirements in order to get on there.
Okay, now that the volunteer call is different than the teamship call.
Right, correct. Now, Wynn basically picks out people if he voluntarily picks you, I said, okay, you know, like you told me, I need you to volunteer for me. So I said, okay, fine, I volunteered. That's one way, or you can request it, but you have to do a lot of other things first, like you have to read one of his books. You have to let me see. There's a long list. Like you have to read like Creator Gods of the Universe. You have to read Return of Edgar Cayce. You have to read some of the, you know, the Rod material. You should be very familiar with the last 8 years of our archives. You must be financially stable. You must have show interest in our work. And then I have to run it. Hello and welcome to the call. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from? But only if you want to.
Oh, and from California.
That was who again?
Ann from California.
Oh, Ann from California. Okay, hello. Hello, Ann. Welcome to the call.
Ann is Meg.
Oh, Meg. Welcome to the call, Meg. Now, there's another question.
Ann is the letter M.
Meg? Is it?
You can call me Meg.
Okay. Hello, Meg. The other requirements are you must be positive, service to others, and must honor the law of one. And all that before he could run it past Wynn. So
I understand.
Unless he chooses you himself, then those are some requirements. I mean, actually, Wynn and I worked together in previous lifetimes. That's why he knew me already.
I understand.
And who are you?
Everyone.
You can find out from Wynn is who I am.
I understand. Welcome, the new caller.
Hello, May.
Hello, hi.
Oh, hi. We didn't know if we were going to be on. We're on BBS Radio already.
Yeah, John from Las Vegas was very nice to stand in. He was doing a very, very good job. Not as good as you, but very, very good.
That's okay.
He's getting...
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, May.
Oh. And I love John's jokes.
We're just talking about the requirements for to become a volunteer for Wynn. There's a lot of requirements, actually.
Oh, I understand.
In order to get on a volunteer call, there's so many requirements, about 9 requirements, basically, before you can run it past Wynn, and that's... unless you select yourself, there's
Well, I'm going to go mute myself because I have to go turn off my alarm.
Okay. Thank you for being here, May.
Thank you, Heis. And thank you, John.
Sure, no problem. You're welcome.
Hi, Heis. Welcome to the call.
Heis, hey, so good evening to you.
Do you want to take over, Heis, or what?
Sure.
Okay, no problem, Heis.
You did hear that we're live on BBS, didn't you?
Yes, BBS is present over here on the console, and so yeah, welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio today. It is January the 16th, 2017, Monday evening episode from Winfrey, his conference calls/radio shows, and I haven't seen a topic yet for tonight's show. It is there, yes. Current events is the topic. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Welcome to the call, Cleo. Good to have you.
Thank you, Heis.
All right. So Wynn's email states current events. What's going on in the world now? We'll be talking about it. So that's for tonight. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Anna from California.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
All right.
How's the weather in sunny California, Heis?
It's good today, and tomorrow still. We're going to have rain come in tomorrow evening, I believe, for a couple of days. And I'm in the middle of moving right now, so I want to do all the exterior stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like work.
Yeah.
But thank God you guys have rain.
Certainly we have had lots of rain. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Florida.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Heis. Thank you all.
All right. More people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hello,
all
everybody.
Right. Who's the other person?
Helen in Virginia.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good to have you, Helen and Bonnie.
Are we early birds?
No, well, it's only 2 minutes or less to the hour, so no, we have a bunch of people are here. So, good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Good evening to you, Ron. Welcome. Well, it's an all-night thing. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to. We welcome you. Again, to all those that are joining in through BBS Radio online on the Internet, thank you so much for participating with tonight's call over here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Arthur, Los Angeles.
Welcome to the call, Arthur.
Thank you, Heis.
All right. Good to have you, man. Good evening, welcome. See people joining in, welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie, welcome to the call. And hello, good evening to you, Don.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome. More people joining in, welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane, good evening, welcome to
Hi.
The call.
Good evening, thank you.
All right. Who's that behind the piano?
Hello. I'm Jim Leeds, solo pianist, and I have here about 10 minutes of my favorite melodies, and I hope you enjoy them.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Tony from Michigan.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Terry, good evening to you.
Hello.
And welcome. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Good to have you, my friend. How are you doing?
Good to be here. Good.
All right.
When you answer the phones, it gives the call a real international flair.
Is it?
Condolences to the gal in Dallas.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dallas.
All right. I know Wynn will be here. He did send out the email. We are 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome to all those that are here through BBS Radio online.
What happened to the few bars of the piano music to add to the European flavor?
You want some salt?
Well, somebody was playing, like, you know, and he stopped when, you know, a ding came in, which was good. And I thought, well, that's nice. You know, do one or two bars of piano. When the ding comes in, stop. One or two bars of piano. Then, you know, that's kind of neat.
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hey, Steve. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
Right.
Is there still a call at 10 o'clock, too?
Yes. Every day. Every day at 10.
I didn't know if they had it the night that they had
it. Yeah, the whole planet healing call. Mm-hmm. 10. Well, 10 Eastern, I should say.
Mm-hmm. So. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Michelle in Cambridge.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome back.
Hi.
All right. Somebody else in there. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hey, Rick, Iowa City.
Good evening to you, Rick, and welcome.
Hi.
Good evening, Wynn.
Hi, hi.
Did you hit the flat? Do you have a flat tire?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm late, you mean?
Yeah.
Helicopter broke down.
Hey, I'm just being...
Later than usual.
I'm just being defiant.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, Wynn. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And
will you stop that?
And the topic.
You're awesome. You can see, jewels when there's just shit.
Wynn, if you can be defined by being late, we can be defined by saying we love you and how awesome you are, and of course, Miss Terry Brown.
Well.
So we're defiant, too. So there.
I'm not saying you couldn't say it. I just wouldn't want Hives to say it.
We believe in equal rights for all. Come on.
Yeah. Our society is breaking down.
Which society? On the call or?
Yeah,
this one?
Our group society.
You mean the group on the call?
The group society on the call.
Yeah. No, it's not. People, he realized there was a time when people were so intimidated they would never say anything. You were the worst.
Awesome. That's 'cause
you were
awesome.
The worst. So when people actually speak up and say what they're thinking, it's a sign. I heard Chris grunt. Was that your grunt, Chris?
You know me too well.
Just checking, man.
Yeah. That's my grunt.
I wonder if your mother would recognize it. Probably.
She can recognize things seen and unseen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank goodness for you.
Thank goodness for her.
Well, thank goodness for you to have a mother like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When does that, does that little tool really get the bags out from under your eyes?
Which little tool?
On your website there.
Little tool?
The wand.
The wand.
Yeah.
Did I say it, kid?
There's pictures of it there on the website. It shows like...
Oh. Well, you know what? I got a feeling it does. The only thing is that, you know, those are testimonials from Japan and Asia, okay, uh-huh. Those pictures.
Okay.
But, so I don't have direct experience with it. But, you know, my sources told me that it's just going like crazy. And even for us, it's been going really well. And in Japan, they supposedly sell similar thing for $300 in salons to get rid of lines on your face.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not guaranteeing it for that until I get some testimonials. You're supposed to use it twice a day for 5 minutes for a 2-month period. Okay? So if anyone takes pictures and starts using it, we'll reward you. Your lines are gone.
I don't know. It's weird the last few years, all of a sudden these bags, you'd think I was sitting on a bar stool every night, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, God.
Hemorrhoid cream.
No, you know what? That's Terry's problem. Terry?
He's around.
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Have you been sitting on bar stools every night?
No.
You don't have to. You don't have to drink to sit on a bar stool. I mean, geez, I used to go in and you see me go into bars and drink iced tea all day.
I know.
Need to get a little closer to your mic, Wynn.
There you go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Much better. Yeah.
Is that Cecil?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could get you just from a grunt, Cecil. Let's hear a grunt. Okay. I remember that. Thank you.
Well, your society's breaking down. I'm with grunts now.
Well, hey, we might be getting sophisticated, talking good grunts.
Now, you're actually a little too close, Wynn.
Pardon me?
You're just a little too close to the mic.
Is that better?
Yep. Perfect. Wynn,
okay.
If you please be in charge of the controls. I cannot not listen to the call because of the topic, but I'm going to walk away from my console.
Okay. Well, you know what? I changed the topic.
Dang it. What is the topic?
I just
might want to turn your recorder on.
We got a bunch of people on the call tonight, okay? All right.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Now, Hives, how did you know I wanted to mute people? You never know that. Jeez. you're second-guessing me. January 16th, 2017, our Monday call on current events. And, you know, I think I know more than most people about what's going on the planet. And I don't really like to talk about it, okay? And anybody have an idea why I don't like to talk about it?
All callers are unmuted.
Because it's too negative.
Anyone else? No.
Much negativity.
Anyone else?
Negative and it
brings
in
it
energy.
Because you attract negativity.
We don't want to, you know, we don't want to attract stuff. Nor do I want to get killed. Okay? I mean, sometimes people ask questions on Wednesday. Like, can you tell us what's really happening in this situation? And, you know, if we started doing that, we started getting really precise, that could be a dangerous situation. You realize that?
People want to know what's going on. What's really going on in Antarctica, okay? So, is Trump in the Illuminati, okay? But, you know, the current events are in our face. And now that we're doing a daily whole planet healing call, it's like important to be able to have some idea of things to focus on. And, you know, some of the stuff on this call that you may want to email me about, but if you do, I'm not going to answer, okay? And why am I not going to answer?
I don't want the NSA reading it.
It's because emails are all scanned, okay? And I'm probably on enough lists that it doesn't matter anyway. But you guys aren't on lists. So you might want to take a pencil and paper near you while I talk about these things. And, you know, there may be things you want to look up. And the first thing you should write down on your piece of paper is a browser that, if you go to it, it doesn't record your browsing history, okay? And there's a few of them out there, and the one that I always remember the URL is startpage.com. startpage.com. And if you put that in your browser search bar, or, you know, going to a page, you go to another browser. And if you do searches there, there's no record of it. You can be sure that when you do a search on Google, there's a record kept. Not only that, I'm sure they flag certain searches. And if you use certain search words, because they want to put people in categories that use specific search words, okay?
Yeah. You can also use Tor.
What's that?
A Tor browser. It prevents you from knowing your location or your browsing habits by anybody.
Who is that? Twitter?
It's anonymous.
Twitter browser?
Tor, T-O-R.
Oh, Tor.
Tor,
you know. That's another one. Tor is a good one, okay? And, you know, I do a lot of searches on YouTube on different things. And I ask questions to our sources sometimes. I don't usually need to. Usually, by the time I get to it, I can tell. And when I'm doing searches on YouTube or on the internet, I look for credibility. You know, there's... sometimes people are really weird that are on YouTube. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you about Michael Jackson, and, you know, yeah, he was killed, and, you know, whatever. And that doesn't mean they're not bringing through good information. And you got to look through those things. You got to look at what they're really offering. Are they offering proof? Where is their information coming from? You know, in the case of Hillary, which a lot of people got mad at me for talking about, and they're probably not here now, except for one person who's in the background, but I'm not going to say her name. But the thing about Hillary was you could hear lies just spouting from her mouth. And people put through all these YouTubes where they compared what she said to one group to what she said to another group. And she would have the opposite position all the time because she wanted to say what would patronize the particular group she was talking to, or what she said 3 years ago and 4 years ago compared to now. Now, there's some aspect of that with Trump. Trump is certainly would not normally be a person I would choose to be president. And, you know, in my not so long years ago, I would have thought he was a tyrant and he was a fascist. And, you know, I identified with being a liberal. Because liberal to me meant free thinker, okay? And I identified with a lot of things that Hillary seemed to represent and Bill seemed to represent and Obama seemed to represent and Oprah seemed to represent, that we were moving in to this new age. And those guys all looked happier than the other politicians. They smiled more. They were really smart. And any of you taken in by that?
No.
No? You never liked them, right?
Right.
Anybody? You're smarter than I was. Anyone else taken in by it?
Not really.
No. How many of you know the level of manipulation and mind control that has been going on in our country for at least, and probably longer, but at least 70 years?
Yep.
Yeah. I know all of it. I've been studying it for years.
Yeah. So that's not new to anybody. How many people know that the Beatles were a episode of mind control?
Yeah.
How many?
Didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
But is Paul McCartney the real Paul McCartney?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. There's too much evidence that he isn't. But I'm going to spell out this word. I'm only going to spell it once. Write it down, and if you want to look it up, use the browser. I told you, startpage.com, because you'll learn a lot about mind control in this realm. And don't ask me to say it. I'm going to spell it once. Don't ask me to spell it again. You might ask me to spell it again. But I told you to get a pen and paste pencil, right? A pen and paper. So this is one of the things that is really big to look up. And the word is, see, I don't even want to say it out loud because I don't want to trigger any more attention than I already do. But the word is T-A-V-I-S. T-O-C-K. T-A-V-I-S. T-O-C-K. And I'm not going to say the word, but then do a search on that word and the Beatles. On that word and New Age. On that word and planned parenthood, that word and mind control, okay? What that word is an organization, name of an organization in England, multi-billion dollar organization. And what it does is, it doesn't look like this. If you just look for them and you find the organization, it looks like a consulting group. But what it actually is a mind control group. They do what's called social engineering, okay? And another word for social engineering is trend control. Another word or another idea of that is programming society. So if you look that word up and you find Beatles, you will find that this group was wanting to control society through music. And that if they could control music, they could control the trends of society. And there may have been other people before the Beatles, but the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were under their auspices when they started. And they probably didn't even know they were, because what they did was they picked young rock groups that had a lot of charisma and gave them the support and backing to become superstars, world superstars, and then brought in drug lyrics. Some of you might know who produced the Beatles. It was a guy by the name of Sir George Martin, obviously a member of the upper elite class in England. And so the Beatles came out with all of these wonderfully enthusiastic, charismatic love songs. And at some point, midstream, it changed. And they changed to drug songs. They changed to LSD songs. And along with the Grateful Dead, another group under the same auspices, they created the LSD revolution. Now, they created what seemed to be anti-establishment. And why would a group that's doing trend control want to do that? Why would they want to have a trend of people doing drugs? This is where you have to go through an underlying agenda which gets very far out. And I know this is true. I'm not going to give all the details of it. But our planet is a desirable planet for certain ET species, particularly the ones called the grays with the big eyes, okay? And the grays have, you can look this up on the internet, you know, just if you just pick out keywords, okay? The grays had a nuclear incident on their home planet, and they got, what's the word, when somebody gets radioactive and they got mutated, that's the word. They got mutated, and they weren't able to reproduce in a normal way. But they were very advanced, so they started reproducing by cloning themselves. And they could move their consciousness from the one body to the next in a clone state. But the clones were getting defective over many, many, many hand-me-downs, so to speak. And the gray race was going to die. And they came up with a plan to hybrid with humans. And originally, they started making deals with governments to permit this to occur. And the first one that I know that was this was true with, I'm not sure it's the first, but I think, you know, first one I'm aware of were the Nazis. And then the Americans. And in the 40s, they made a deal with the president, I believe it was the president, to exchange permission for abduction, which they said they were doing for research purposes, permission for abduction in order for technological knowledge. Okay? So now, essentially started out in cooperation with our government, and they were abducting people, particularly women, and they were creating hybrids between greys and women. And I think it was mostly test tube hybrids, because they wanted to create a new race that they could inhabit. And so the greys were defective in two areas. They were defective in their reproductive area, and they were defective in their digestive areas. How many of you remember the cattle mutilations years ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
The cattle mutilations were done by the greys, so that, and if you read it at the time, it was a rather bizarre, because they would find the cattle surgically operated on with absolutely no body fluids. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You read it at the time. So the greys were taking the body fluids and putting them in vats and soaking in the vats to absorb nutrition, okay? And so this collaboration between the greys and the humans and the earthlings has been going on for quite some time. And if you recall, Reagan knew all about this, and he was concerned. He was one of the presidents that, and Eisenhower knew all about it, and maybe all the presidents did. But
Eisenhower made the deal.
I think Truman made the deal, and Eisenhower made the deal. And then supposedly somebody from the Ra Group, which I gave a talk about this one time, came to Eisenhower, or somebody of the Ra Group, to try to offer help if they would disarm and, you know, get rid of their nuclear weapons, and he wouldn't do it. So now this alliance between the Greys and our government has been going on to the point where we have underground bases all over the place that are cooperative efforts between the Greys and our government. And I mentioned something the other day about that, and one of the things that goes on there. Now, in the raw material, it was indicated that there were ET groups that wanted to take over the Earth, and that the way they did it was to affiliate with the elite and make the elite their chosen darlings, and then the elite would take over everybody else or influence everybody else. Now, they don't like to do warfare warfare. I mean, they probably could have the technology to, you know, kill us all really easily. They like to do things where people make choices. They try to seduce people to do themselves it. Because on the level of karma, if the person makes the choice, there's less karma. Whereas if they just go around and destroy everybody, they are still bound by laws of karma. And for whatever guilt they have over that, and they do have guilt. You know, there was a call we did probably 4 or 5 years ago, and we started talking about crop circles. And there was a crop circle that had just come out at that time with a picture of a gray, okay? And we were just talking about it. And Terry, are you there?
Yeah.
You want to share what happened to you during that call? We had to cut the call off early. We had to just say, see you later, because the grays were coming into the call, all right? And Terry
was... There was one person that was ahead of it, and Ra was holding the energy for the call, and the gray was very embarrassed because the Ra group could see right through their motivation, and then the person, the leader, became defensive, explaining that they needed to do these things because their race was dying and it meant the future of their race. But it was like being in enemy territory to be able to talk to the guy. He was trying to be friendly, but the Ra group was seeing right through the motivation, and the motivation was to take over.
He felt a little bit guilty too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He felt very guilty because the Ra group could see his motivation and what he unethically was doing to gain the survival of his race.
So that's one of the behind-the-scenes agendas with what we call the Illuminati, okay? And I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on this. I did a lot of cross-referencing. Plus, at one point, I had to try to figure out who the hell was attacking Daphne. And even I got attacked in that period of time. And it scared me. And I didn't know who they were. I didn't know how they functioned. And I had to figure it out. I had to figure out how to protect myself. And the Ra group gave me the clue on how to protect myself. You guys know what it is?
Aluminum?
No. No.
Calling
the service. Say that again.
Love.
They said,
love.
Dedicate yourself to your highest service, and you'll never lose track of our energy, and we can protect you.
That is beautiful.
So, that's how I got drafted, okay?
Drafted.
I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now if I didn't have that realization way back then, you know? And, but I get how it works. You see, we create group energy. We create love. Group energy creates interweaving energies that protect us all, that we need each other. We need each other, you know, not in a codependent way. It's a real, you know, authentic way that we use each other. When we come on those whole planet healing calls and we feel that energy, it's not a game, okay? We let ourselves interweave our energies, and it creates a protective energy, okay? If Terry and I interweave our energies, it creates a protective energy. It's like if you start going up the ladder and into other dimensions, it's very good to have that. So otherwise, you get caught up in all this other stuff in other dimensions. It's like, you know, the stuff we're doing obviously incorporates dark and light. We are not expressing dark, but we know what it is. Any of us could choose. Chris, I'm going to mute you.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't you. No. I didn't recognize that belch. Okay. Any of us could express dark. We could. We have that potential. Particularly if you're going up the ladder. But who wants to? Who wants to get involved with all of that stuff, you know? Only you get involved with it if you don't know there's something above it. Or if they hook you, okay, which they are really good at doing. So this is like a background on this stuff. And probably all the leaders, the big leaders of the world, know about everything I just told you, okay? Another one, if you want to do a search on TAVISTOCK, is, let's see. How many of you remember the Kinsey Report, okay? Oh, I got into this all, there was one point I didn't get to make, and that was that the reason, why would they want everyone to do LSD, okay? Because they want to break down society. They want to break it down because they want to break down the family unit. In a family unit, people are stronger. They feel more knitted. They feel more intertwined. They feel more protective of their families. And getting a bunch of people hanging out going, "Hey, man, what are we going to do tonight? Gotta go, give me a choke. Would you pass that CMJ, would you?" Well, you get people that are disempowered, okay? And you look at, from the Beatles till now, what's happened to music and the extreme decadence of all of the big pop stars and the extreme, now I'm not saying everything, but in general, the diminution of romance. And sex has just become like the Miley Cyrus type sex, or, you know, women with men on their knees begging them to get laid, you know, or the goddess worship, the whole goddess worship thing, which was part of New Age. New Age was another one of those mind control things, believe it or not, which, you know, that was hard for me to believe, because I thought it was such a good idea. I said, "Oh my God, we're going to go into this golden age and this new world, and there are all these people with all these ascended masters that knew far more than me." And
again, it was a disempowerment issue. Do you know, I don't believe that what we do disempowers people. I know that sometimes people temporarily go into a following mode for a long time because we are so out of the box of everything else they're familiar with, and they don't know what to do with it. And that's understandable. But, you know, there's no temptation on my part or the Elohim part or the Ra group part ever to disempower yourself. Being part of all that is not a disempowering idea. Being part of the Creator and knowing that you make a difference in this realm as a part of the Creator. Not saying, Creator, tell me what to do, but understanding that we all together, with all our intentions, are creating this realm. We are. And I don't usually hear New Age people taking that kind of responsibility. And does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In New Age stuff, and particularly in, if you go look at The Secret, how many of you saw The Secret?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of truth in The Secret, but it all, in general, the theme of it was fairly service to self, using the power of intention to get rich, to get wealthy, to get abundant. Very little, if anything, was said about for the highest good of all concerned and being of service. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a New Age psyop. Now, did the people that made that movie know that? Probably not. I mean, it's kind of like at the time, we all just wanted to succeed and believe, I want to be abundant. Spirit, make me abundant. And so there were people that were getting abundant, the people that made the movie, and people that gave big lectures and big workshops and everything.
That's right.
But it was not of the Christed energy. It was a lower level. And maybe some people got to the Christ energy out of it, okay? But the essence of it wasn't. So another one was Planned Parenthood. In other words, to stop more children from being born, because if you study Illuminati stuff, you know there's this underlying thing about reducing the population or depopulating the Earth, and that some of the agendas we see that don't make any sense, like chemtrails, like GMOs, like all kinds of stuff, are about, as far as I can tell, long-range depopulation, okay? And let's go into, I said current events. I'm kind of leading up to current events, right? So right now, we're going into an inauguration on Friday. Okay? And Hillary Clinton lost. And I am, you know, there's things where I don't know everything, but when I was studying Trump and Hillary, and this came up in a channeling, there were two aspects of the Illuminati. And they both seem to have the same long-range goal. But one of them had a short-range goal. And that was, let's just get this depopulation over with now.
let's have a nuclear war. Let's, you know, poison everybody. And the other faction said, let's not do it that way. And maybe there's a faction that knows what's going on, but once you're in it, you can't get out of it. And so if you know what's going on and you try to get out of it and you think, I don't want to do this, they will kill you. And they have no hesitation about killing anyone. And I'm sorry, I can't tell whose dishes are rattling out there, okay? But stop it. We hear you. And there were some interesting indications that we really need to keep our intent high to keep Trump alive through this inauguration. Because there were indications that there were plans underway to do something during the inauguration that would get rid of him. Anyone else heard that?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Who is that? John Zaborowski?
Yes.
John, I am so glad you're here. This is the perfect call for you. What did you hear?
Well, basically, they're going to have all kinds of riding groups and protest groups. They're going to make sure that it doesn't happen.
The head of the D.C. security or police or some type of law enforcement group.
National Guard?
Yes, head of National Guard is going to be fired at 12 noon, the very moment 12... that his inauguration starts. He will be fired, mm-hmm. according to Obama.
John, I want you to watch your language, okay? Because just be quiet. You say things in a way that programs the negative, okay? When you say they're going to make sure that he doesn't continue, you understand what that statement is making, an absolute statement that Trump is finished. And you should not say it that way. You should say...
No, I was talking about the National Guard.
No, it doesn't matter. You can't. Don't say they're going to make sure Trump doesn't make it through or anything like that. Say that they're going to make an attempt to do something, perhaps. Okay.
Right.
And I understand they changed the car he was going to be driving in. You know, when Kennedy was shot, if anyone actually has studied that, and I'm sure some of you have, there were all these things that happened, that it was really a big plan to do that. And I don't think Oswald had anything to do with it. He was a patsy. But they changed his car. They changed the route. They called off the Secret Service agents, okay? And he was set up, in other words. And I think Trump already knows the dangers of these things, and I don't know what he's going to do to counteract it, but I know he'll probably do something. And
James,
what we're going to focus on our whole plan of healing to put a special protection to this inauguration,
right,
and see, you know, what we can do from our side. And go ahead, John. I meant to cut you off, but I'm not cutting. I'm letting you talk now. It's a good show for you to contribute.
Okay, James Files was one of the two shooters. He admitted to being there. The CIA actually acknowledged, and the FBI both acknowledged that he was there. James Files was one of the guys who actually did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is one of those things. There's endless YouTubes on it that are very convincing about things that happened, and the way that I believe Lyndon Johnson was very involved in the whole thing.
George Bush Sr. was there.
Who?
He was there. George Bush Sr. There's a picture of him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a famous picture of Oswald standing outside on the ground during the time the shots were fired. Did you ever see that one?
George Bush,
and John,
the person on the planet who doesn't remember where he was when Kennedy was assassinated.
Yep. John Kennedy Jr., that was a setup. If anyone looks that up, there's tremendous stuff, indications that was not an accident, okay?
No.
They said they explained all how it happened, and could not have been an accident. Could not have been what they said, you know? So, you know, our history is disinformation. It's mind control. It's newspapers putting in stories that they're required to put in. It's like new television, all the major television shows. I mean, if it wasn't for internet, the internet has been the worst and the best thing for us because it's allowed them to snoop into all of our lives. And supposedly, Obama has put a bunch of troops on the border of Russia, and Putin is calling for an alert again, just now, just before the election. At the same time, Trump has scheduled a meeting with Putin in the first 30 days, after 40 days after he's inaugurated. Anyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Make it sooner.
So, what's the best alternative news from your guys' points of views? Have you discovered some on YouTube? What's the best alternative news?
Next News Network is one of them.
Nice report.
Gary Franchi with Next News Network. Then there's Lisa Haven. She's pretty good. And then there's SGTReport.com. Those are three.
You're not recommending John Alex Jones. How come?
Well, I did, actually. I just said Alex Jones, four.
Okay. All right.
John Rappaport.
Well, John Rappaport is very good, okay? He's very smart. He's very sharp. He makes his points. He doesn't usually do YouTubes, okay? He's not like an ongoing YouTube guy. He writes reports. What's his website? No More Fake News?
No More Fake News.
Yeah, that's it.
No More Fake News.
Mm-hmm. No More Fake News.
He's also
news.
On the Jimmy Church radio program every Thursday mm-hmm. night.
Yeah. You know, Terry knew John Rappaport 40 years ago.
How about David Icke?
He's got a daily newsletter. All you got to do is sign up for it, and mm-hmm. and well,
and
I tell you what, he stays right on top of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Another guy that has a pretty wild website. Let me see if I can remember his name. Wait a second, I'll look it up. His first name is Miles.
David Icke.
That's a good one. David Icke is pretty good. I'm not sure that his whole thing of reptilians doesn't have some disinformation in it, okay? You know, there was
right. Nobody's 100% right.
Well, even some intentional disinformation, okay? And like I'm not sure about the way he says a reptilian blends in with another person and takes them over is correct, and I'm not sure that he doesn't know that's not correct. He knows that's inaccurate because there's another. If you recall, I said look this up. If you were on a call, I'll spell his name out once more.
and you can look this up. I'll say the name is, this is not for the faint-hearted, though, okay? But if you, his name is D-O-N-A-L-D, D-O-N-A-L-D, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, and then do a search on his name and put the word V-R-I-L, okay? And you can also do a search on his name and do Antarctica, okay? Antarctica. And I had done a channeling about it. I studied him, and I studied him for 6 months before I was willing to talk about him to anybody. And our sources confirmed that, in general, his information was accurate. And if you look up VRIL, you'll, with his name, you will learn how reptilians interface with humans, okay? And it's not a very nice thing, and it's a little scary. So call in the light. Be sure you're coming into our Whole Planet Healing calls to keep your energy above the waterline. And at 7:58, we got to get off. We got to get on our Whole Planet Healing call. And don't email me about this call. I'm not going to answer any questions, okay? Do searches. Look on the Internet. And
just one site.